knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It's time for another recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, I got my other fan of Gotham like myself, Amos Amen, Crackle Pop.
Excuse me?
Amy McCracken.
There you go.
I was trying to give you Crackle Pop, you know.
No, he scares me.
Okay. So it is us two. We are back.
Enigma.
Yeah. What?
That's what I want.
You are attracted to serial killers. You're a weirdo. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, people. April 29th. And we're going to talk Monday night's episode of Gotham that aired on Fox. It was called Anvil or the Hammer. And as you can see, people, if you're somewhat good looking, hot, not attractive, if you're just a, it doesn't matter your looks. If you're just a serial killer, Amy, she wants your body. I'm waiting for somebody to hit you up and either hit you up on Facebook or mail you a letter and be like, I kill people. I hear you looking.
I'm waiting for you too.
I hear you.
I'm a little scared.
I hear you need a boyfriend. I hear you know your boyfriend. I'll kill for you. Something tells me you won't tell me and you'll be like, it's true love.
No, look, if they come to me and say, like, who do you want me to kill?
Dude, you know what? You're looking.
You know,
that's what you're looking for.
You know
you're looking
I'm
for your ogre. Amy is looking for an ogre.
You know I'm going to say Mike.
Yeah. All right, bring it. Let's see what happens. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about Barbara and the ogre. Okay? It's obvious that Barbara doesn't care. She's like throwing that vagina around. She's partying. She sleeps with the ogre. It's obvious that the ogre falls in love with her. He's goo-goo for Cocoa Puffs for her.
He is, and she is Cocoa Puff.
And she is crazy. And, dude, he's like, I'm going to kill you, or you better tell me who I can kill. I really thought she was going to say freaking Jim Gordon. I really thought. Or
did
his,
you really?
Oh, no, honestly, if she was pissed off, I thought she was going to tell him, but I really thought she was going to say Dr. Tompkins, the chick that when she walked in and saw them kissing.
No, I really was surprised she said her parents.
I did not see that fucking coming, like, at all. Like, I was like, Jim Gordon's chick's dead, and I was starting to like her. I really do like her. And then all of a sudden, when they show, they cut to the next scene, and then you show the parents, like, what, Barbara, what are you doing here? I was like, damn. Because, I mean, honestly, a killer kills her parents. I'm sure Barbara's going to inherit all that.
Yeah, she gets it all.
But she looks kind of, I mean, let me, now when Jim was helping her, she looked a little crazy. Look, and Jim says it's going to be all right, and she's kind of, and then he's like, it's going to be all right. Like, I felt almost like I'm here for you more than you'll get over this. So I'm wondering if Barbara's going to be like, I'm the victim.
Was she drugged still?
I don't know. She seemed out of it.
Because he did drug her.
He drugged her and knocked her out.
Yeah.
And then she woke up on the couch. She knew exactly what she said about the parents. I don't know. Something's fishy about Barbara. I don't think she's going to go.
Something's always been fishy about Barbara.
That chick. And I liked her in the beginning. I don't get it.
You did like her in the beginning.
I really did.
I just don't understand.
She wears a men's shirt very well.
True.
But then she got all, when she started giving him ultimatums, I was like, Jim, I got this for you. Bitch, get away. Get away. So I just wanted to get them out of the way. Because I'm not a fan of Barbara. But I do want to talk about my favorite person of this episode, and I think you might agree. Enigma.
Yes.
A.K.A. the Riddler.
Yes.
Holy crap balls. I mean, I think he was the episode. Would you agree?
Yes, I agree with you on that. He is just amazing. And my favorite part with him was, like, you have to read between the lines.
Oh, I know. Sometimes you have to read what, you know, men between the lines. And I was like, what is that? And then when he moved it over, I was like, you slick bastard. You got me too there.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
And she didn't even catch it. Dude, he's just, he was just awesome in this episode. I mean, I could not believe that he, because when I thought he was like moving, like when I saw him carrying those big giant trunks, I thought he was like taking some of his work stuff to go deal with the body.
No, I knew he had the body in that. I was like, okay, how are you going to get it down the stairs.
I was like, what are you doing? Just take little by little. And they're the freaking cut up cop body. And no one's going to suspect anything because it could just be a dead body. I mean, it's pretty smart on his part.
I mean, she didn't expect anything.
Nope, at all.
And she seen him.
Yeah, she looked in there. She didn't even recognize her ex-boyfriend at all. Dude, that was that's crazy. Crazy. And then it's obvious that he's starting to get a little cuckoo also because when he's talking to the skull and then he just bashes. I mean, not only did he stab the dude and cut him up into pieces with an axe and then burn, liquefy all his skin where it's just bones. The cherry on top, he breaks the skull with a hammer. It's either he really despised this dude or Nygma's starting to cross over to the cuckoo.
He's coming to the dark side.
I love it. That was good.
I really want him and Penguin to face off again.
I don't know. I mean, it's good to see that that Nygma has, you know, because at first when they sized off to each other, I was like, Riddler or freaking Nygma, back the hell off, because Penguin is probably got you. Penguin, he's a little crazy already. But after seeing this episode, I was like, yeah, Penguin. Penguin would, I don't know. I think Nygma would win a fight if them two had to go at it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's my thing. But I think I had to. And I actually, who plays, my brain fart. Michael, what's his name? That plays Nygma.
Nygma? Oh my god, I have no idea.
Hold on.
What? I should honestly always have the names in front of me.
I should know, and I just, I think it's Michael. Where is he?
Frantically look.
Now I'm looking here, because,
Where's Fish? That's what I want to know.
Because he favorited my tweet that I did to him.
Oh, well, that was sweet.
Yes. Dude, I think he's big. He's really big on showing love to his peeps, which is really cool. And that's why
Corey Michael Smith?
Huh?
Corey Michael Smith?
Yeah. What is it?
Corey Michael Smith? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that is. Corey, I'm trying to find his Twitter. Let's see here. There it is. Mr._CMS, which would stand for Corey Michael Smith. Yes, I had a brain fart, everybody that's listening. Sorry, I apologize. But no, I think he's really big on retweeting and favoring and everything. So he favored my tweet that I sent out to him.
On his IMDb profile, he's only started acting in 2014.
Well, and then he lands this.
Yeah.
And doing a great job, by the way. Because I'm sure you have to admit, all the characters or the actors that are taking on these parts, there's a huge amount of stress that has to come on that people are Batman, all this stuff. I'm sure that they're like, Jesus Christ, I got to pay the Riddler. There's, you know, you either going to get loved or you're going to get bashed, you know? And I think everybody, to my, you know, is nailing it. You know, I have no complaints with any of the casting, you know? So I just want to see more. That's what sucks. So, but it was good. It was good. It was great to see Nygma, more of him, because, you know, we always get sprinkles of him. But this one, it was just awesome. I think he made the episode, tell you the truth. Let's see here. Of course, Jim Gordon and Harvey, they're on the case. And what'd you think about? I'm sure you got a little turned on I know you know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going.
When Jim goes to the Penguin to ask for a favor, and he grabs him by the shirt and pulls his gun on Butch.
Yeah.
I think I heard screams all in my neighborhood when he was like, "Ooh, Jim Gordon, Jim Gordon." I knew you were gonna be like, "Oh my god."
I just love him, but what's the favor? Like, what is he going to have to
I don't know.
The Penguin.
The Penguin's going to use, I mean, he's going to, yeah. That right there was like, all right, motherfucker, I'm going to make you, you're going to owe me big time. Big, big, big time. And, you know, the thing about it is, Harvey's been warning him.
He has.
You know, but you know what? He really has. If you got to get shit done, you're going to have to make some, yeah, I mean, come on. You know, you can't be, I mean, I get that Jim wants to be righteous, but in order to get these evil bad guys, you got to get a little evil yourself. Just remember to come back to the good, you know?
Yeah.
So they kill the ogre. They shoot him in the head.
Well, first, let's talk about Bullet, because I really want to talk about this scene.
Okay, what's up?
He goes into the Fox.
Oh, yes.
The nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what he's seen on stage.
I think it had to deal with a man, a woman, and a horse.
Yeah, I think. I heard a pig.
See, I heard a horse.
I heard a pig.
See, so people listening, that's going to be the question of the night. Was it a horse on stage or was it a pig on stage? That's what we need to know. Yeah, I think we should tweet that out there as well. When we get done with this, I'm going to I want to know. I'm sure Gothamatics or Gotham Podcast or Gotham on TV. What is it? See, I never write all my crap down and I should know this already. But yes, any of the Gotham Twitter peeps out there, let us know. Was it a horse or a pig? I think it was a horse. You think it was a pig. Either way, something happened to an animal, I think. That's why I think it was a woman and an animal, and that's why Harvey was not happy with that at all. But I thought that was hilarious.
Because
he's looking around and all this stuff's going on, and all of a sudden he's like, you and you stay there. Because, yeah, I got a little gross. I see. What else? Let's talk about I'm looking at my notes here. Let's talk about the Penguin, since you like him too.
Yeah, I love him.
That was pretty smart. I really thought Penguin. See, this is these writers.
He's kidding. He wants to be the king of Gotham, and so to be the king of Gotham, you got to be smart. And he is smart right now. He's got Falcone and Don Maroney going after each other.
Yes, I didn't see that coming. I really thought.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I really thought. So kudos to the writers, because I was like, oh, there's gonna blow. Because I wanted to see that, because that's your, to me, that's your typical hit mafia style, you know, yeah. Assassination. I was like, okay, it's gonna be awesome. They're gonna blow everybody dead. But when those guns didn't go off, I was like, oh. And then Butch tells them, and then he's like, oh, let them fight each other. I was like, you slick bastard, you.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was great to see Falcone, but I really like him.
Yeah, Maroney, you know, I like who plays him. I like Maroney in the series, but I want Maroney dead.
Because
Don Falcone is my dude. Because I think Don Falcone, he's old school, but he sees a bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he wants to go legit and this and that, but still do his business, but keep it business.
Yeah.
You know, and
I feel that same way.
Yeah. So that's why I'm team Don Falcone. So it's obvious. I mean, Jesus, you saw what happened. I mean, Maroney's going around just in broad daylight shooting up Falcone's people. So, and now the city's on fire. You know, now it's a war.
All hands on deck.
Yeah. It's going to be nuts. And finally, I got my notes here. Bruce, Alfred, and Bruce Wayne. Dude, how cool was it to see Lucius Fox on Gotham? Now, I can tell by that pause there, you have no idea who I'm talking about.
He was the guy that was helping Bruce, the one that, you know, told him at the elevator.
Correct. Do you know who he is in The Dark Knight? You better.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the brainiac with all that makes all Batman stuff. Well, now, people, I'm not talking about the comics because I have no clue. Maybe he's the one. I don't know. But I'm going off The Dark Knight. Morgan Freeman made all those cool gadgets. It was cool when he said his name. I was like, wait, I've heard that name before. I was like, oh, that's Morgan Freeman. It's a young version. He's going to help him. And it's obvious.
I just hope Bruce doesn't eat the cookie.
You really think that the cookies are poisonous? That's what you got. That the whole scene in there, walking out. Here I am talking about all the Batman, and you're like, I hope he doesn't eat the cookie.
Don't eat the cookie. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Wow. We can see where your stuff is. Like, no, Mike, I got something more serious. Do you think you'll eat the cookie? I think it's cookie's fine.
You think the cookie's fine? I don't know. He was really persistent. Here, Bruce, eat the cookie.
He can't. If he eats the cookie and dies, it's obvious the last thing that he ate was the cookie. He's going to go down. He's not. And I really think whoever that dude is, I can't remember his name, Bullish Blue Blue Blue, whatever his name is, I really think that he is like, hey, bored, I got this, and telling Bruce, hey, your dad was just like us. Your dad knew everything. So here you are trying to be all righteous. Your dad knew. Your grandfather knew. So there it is. Welcome to the rite of passage. Get with the program. You know, and I think he's got it. I think he feels like, I got Bruce in my pocket. Don't worry. And Bruce, no. Especially after Lucius Fox told him, like, I knew your dad. go find. And did you, I'm assuming you didn't see what happens, and either next episode or whatever is going to happen.
No, you know I don't watch Creep.
Dude, freaking Alfred and Bruce are sitting in Wayne Manor, and all of a sudden he's like, my dad, da-da-da, and he pushes the little remote thing, and the fireplace moves. It's a secret passage.
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Because maybe, could that be the Batcave? You know? But yeah, used by his dad for something else?
Yeah.
Possibly? I'm excited. What was going through your mind when freaking Bruce said, Alfred, I have something to tell you, and told him about the whole Reggie thing?
And then Alfred didn't really, you know, react the way we thought he was going to react.
You and I thought he was going to, like, throw crap around in the room.
Yeah.
He really – he seemed more pissed off at the fact that he thought that maybe this dude had done something to Bruce at the dance, the formal.
Yeah.
So he didn't seem like he was bothered by it at all. Kind of surprised me.
I don't know.
Or you think, just... or do you think they just kind of brushed over it and then we're going to get – I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he's
– I think they're just going to brush over it.
So you don't think that when Alfred sees Selina again, he's going to be like, you're the one that killed my friend?
No, I think they're just going to brush over it.
It is what it is. Done.
Yeah.
But you know what, Alfred? I mean, he did tell him the truth. You know, after he stabbed – it's obvious that he stabbed him. You know, they went to go talk to him to find out what's going on. He was going to tell this dude. So to protect them, he knows, Alfred knows, that Selina did to protect Bruce.
Yeah.
So you know what? If anything, he might be giving Selina a secret high five.
Well, I wouldn't take it that far.
I think so.
But
Bruce is the main one. Bruce is – that's new priority. Well, Reggie, Bruce, Alfred's going for Bruce.
No. And I mean, poor Selina. She can't even, you know, pickpocket anybody without them knowing.
Yeah, that dude's pretty slick. When he opened up the safe, nothing was in there, and he walked in. I was like, oh, damn. We're busted. Yeah,
exactly. Thought she was better than that.
Oh, well. Well, you know. I mean, I'm sure he felt it. I mean, Selina's slipping. If
she
they were
a cat.
If they were not, if, maybe, you know, maybe she's distracted because she has a thing for Bruce. Maybe she's
maybe
a little,
it was the heels that she was in.
Could be the heels. She's not used to heels. If she would have had her little sneakers on, bam.
True.
She would have got that key out of there. Ease. That's all of my notes that I have for this episode. For me, that stuck out. I mean, Enigma was this episode. I mean, the ogre. Yeah. Crazy Barbara, all that shit. Blah, 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 blah. And then Bruce.
I think he went down too easy, though.
No, that was good. I was wondering if that was going to happen. I thought that Harvey was going to shoot him in the back and kill him.
Yeah.
And then blood would have been like all over Barbara and then Jim's face. And Harvey would have been like, oops, my bad. You know, that kind of thing. But when he said it, and then all of a sudden, of course, Jim, gun sideways, one eye closed while he's eating a sandwich, shoots him right in the head. Doesn't even.
I was really hoping when he fell that he would just, that knife, instead of just scraping her, it would have went a little bit deeper.
Oh, yeah, I know. When I saw the blood, I was like, oh, bitch, hope he got an artery. But nope, she's alive. I'm telling you, she's going to be problems. She's going to play the cuckoo role, and Bruce is going to feel like it's my fault.
At least she's a rich cuckoo now.
That's true. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. Next week's going to be interesting. I'm hoping that we see the freaking Batcave, if that's what it is, because they've been showing it for the I don't know how long, and I'm like, yeah, and then it doesn't happen. The sneaky bastards, they give you a little something, and it's not even on that episode.
I hope we see fish. I am ready to see fish.
Oh, they do. They show fish. Well, let's put it this way. They do show fish in the trailer for next week. Now, is it next week or the week after that? But they do show her, and then she's got a posse walking with her, and I think she says, call me Fish. I don't know if she says the Queen of Gotham or something, but she's got a nickname. She's done up. She's looking good. She's like ready to kick some ass.
We only have 2 episodes left.
Yeah. And it's been renewed for season 2, right?
It has been renewed for a season 2.
Love it. Love it. So, all right. Anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
I got to ask you, what did you give scale 1 to 10? Scale 1 to 10.
Okay, if we didn't have Enigma.
No. Don't say if we didn't, we did, or whatever. This episode, when you finish watching it, scale 1 to 10.
9. Yeah.
Interesting. Let me see if I would say if it's a badass episode. I would probably have to agree with you. It's almost, I mean, Enigma, it was dope. If we would have had the other parts, I mean, it was cool to see Lucius Fox. That was cool. If I would have got a bat cave, it would have been a Ted. but yeah. So, I mean, Nygma was awesome, but he wasn't awesome enough to give it a 10 because I wanted the other characters in there as well. But it was still a great episode, so I'm happy.
So, yeah, it was a great episode.
2 9s for Gotham, Anvil, or the Hammer. I guess then we'll be back next week, right?
Right.
Next week, next Tuesday, hopefully everything runs. I know that we normally post this up earlier, but it's been a little bit nuts. So next Tuesday we'll be back to talk the newest episode of Gotham. I definitely got a shout-out to Gotham TV Podcast out there from Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. I'm practicing, and you can see it's getting better. Also, shout-outs to Gotham Addicts and also to at TV Tag Gotham. They're always doing Follow Fridays for Gothamites. So what's up? And to everybody else that retweets, favorites, all that good stuff. I didn't write it down this week, so thank you very much. Thank you. I'm bowing down. You don't see me. I'm like, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I can see him. He's doing it.
Thank you. That's pretty much it. So thank you for all the love, retweets, favorites, all that good stuff. We're just fans of the show. That's it. We're just fans of the show. Amy, let everybody know how they can find you online.
They can find me on Twitter, AmyVRO, and they can follow everything Variety Radio Online is doing at thevro.com.
Sweet. Go there and check it out, people. There's a lot of stuff on there. And you can check me out on my blog. I got a blog, iwatchmike.com. And you can check me out on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. iWatchMike on YouTube and Facebook. And that is pretty much it. If you want to subscribe to iTunes, and so that way you don't miss a show to your devices, go to blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online, and you'll see the iTunes little button there, plus the RSS feed, so you can subscribe, and so you don't miss a show. And that way, when we put it up, bam, you get it there, and it's kind of like VIP, right, Amy? Yeah. It's like VIP. Yeah. Like, oh, damn, I'm on the VIP list. If not, you got to search for it. You got to look for the tweets. So just subscribe, and while you're there, put a little review and put a little stars. You know, show a little love. So we'll be back next week to talk more of Gotham. Amy, I'm out. You're out. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.